a lengthy laugh with the bye week and everything, and then playing on Thursday. How have you approached things with your team in, you know, and obviously keeping them mentally and physically sharp, but this is a long season, a lot of football left to be played. How have you approached this bye week with your football team?
Yeah, Jim. So we looked at, you know, when we found out early in the summer we were going to have a bye week, we made the best of it. You don't really want one, but we had one. So we looked at our first game against Jewel as an extension of fall camp. You know, normally you get two or three scrimmages in fall camp. We only scrimmaged one time. And the first game was going to be looked at in our program as our second scrimmage. And it just happened to be against somebody else. And so this bye week allowed us to make the adjustments that we from the mistakes that we made the first game. It had been a while since a lot of our kids had played against somebody else. And so I think it really helped us as a program be in a little longer fall camp to get ready for a 9-game conference schedule, which is really where we want to be competing for our RMAC championship.
Colorado Mesa football coach Jermaine Jackson joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Now that you've had a chance to really sit down and look at the tape with Brandon Anderson, your defensive coordinator, Braylee Brown, your offensive coordinator, along with Mike Barella, the co-offensive coordinator, or some of the takeaways from both sides of the football for you, Tremaine, after really diving into the tape?
Yeah, we started slow, Jim. We started slow on both sides of the ball. And, you know, giving up a 19-play drive, Coach Anderson was not happy. Obviously, nobody in the program was happy. But we were happy that when we did start executing, when we did get over the sun being on us, we held that team to 3 points for the whole game. And so looking at the offensive side, we missed some throws early. Just, again, not starting very fast like we like to. So looking at it, we were able to make some adjustments in the way that we practice. And when you have a bye week, you got time to make those adjustments without the pressure of a game that week. And so diving into that film, it feels like we've been on that film for 4 weeks instead of 2 weeks because we've been in it so much. But I think that's going to help us really make this next run in the conference.
Carse Tunner made his first collegiate start at quarterback. I thought he played really well. 302, a couple of touchdown passes. He had 65 yards on the ground. He was named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. I know that you were very impressed with how he played. Were the takeaway after watching the film, what were some of the little things that you saw that impressed you maybe even more about that first start from Carse?
Yeah, I thought he managed the game extremely well for a guy that hadn't been under center or in the gun behind the center. You know, as the starter in college. And so I thought he managed the game really well. I thought he took command of the offense really well. You know, reflecting back as you're watching the tape, you start remembering moments in the game and reflecting back to being in some of those huddles and hearing him get coached and then hearing him coach people, you could see it show up on the tape. And so I thought he did a good job of just being a leader and being the quarterback of the Mesa Mavericks. And but again, you know, he missed some throws early. He'll be the first one to tell you. And so I look forward to him being able to make the improvement that you normally make between game one and game two.
When you look at your running game, Gavin Herberg, of course, had the 87 yards. Part of that was an 81-yard run and then finished it off with the touchdown. Karst had 65 yards. So a lot of your rushing yardage came from the quarterback spot, though. Avion Thomas, I thought, did a really nice job. He had 60 yards. And his first collegiate touchdown. When you've talked with Mike Barella, who's the run game coordinator, if you will, along with Braylee, who's your passing coordinator, what was the little bit of the talk about the run game and generating more offense from your running backs?
Yeah, well, the talk is people know that we're going to run the football. We made that known from the very first day I got the job here. I thought Coach Barella has done a really good job of making that known in our abbreviated season and even in our first game. What we talked about is having the answers of getting people to back up out of the box. If they're going to load the box up, Jim, we're going to throw the football. That's just what it is. We're not going to sit there and bang our head up against a wall trying to run a loaded box. But taking advantage of the opportunities of a favorable box, getting us into the looks that we want to be in to get a favorable box is kind of what we've been talking about. And then whatever they give us, we're going to take it. So, no doubt we want to run it. We feel like we've got a core of running backs that can run the football. But when you add the quarterback to the run game, they have to account for that guy. And so I think them having that rushing yardage, I think 140 yards between the two quarterbacks, you're going to have to account for the quarterback. No more can you play 11 on 10 with man-free defense. You're going to have to play 11 on 11 when you play the Mason Mavericks.
Mavericks football coach Jermaine Jackson joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Flip it over the defense. Remington Green was the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. He had the 15 tackles and among the leading tacklers in all of Division II football after that first weekend. Damaren Mitchell with a solid game, 10 tackles as well. But Brooklyn Hardeman had a really good game, 9 tackles. Let's talk about Brooklyn a little bit and the performance he had against William Jewell.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that played, you know, FCS football in a reputable Big Sky conference and came over to us, and you think he's been here for 10 years. I mean, this kid has really bought into what we're doing. Brooklyn does an awesome job of really preparing himself for the game during the week. And it showed. It showed. He's in that linebacker, that outside backer position for us, which over the years, Jim, we've had a lot of guys have success at linebacker. So it really doesn't surprise us as coaches. It makes us happy that those guys are experiencing the success that we know we can have in this defense.
Mavs head football coach Jermaine Jackson with us on the Team Sports Network. Now you open up conference play at Las Vegas, New Mexico, when you take on New Mexico Highlands. Highlands, a program that, we'll just be honest, they've really struggled. They've had some lean years the last couple of years. But with the new coach and Josh Kirkland, they went to Golden on Saturday, taking on a top 10 team in Colorado School of Mines. And I tell you what, Greg Brandon's team, they had their hands full. They ended up winning, Mines did, 31-21. But give New Mexico Highlands a lot of credit, Tremaine. Boy, they played a really strong football game. That game was really kind of up in doubt until about a minute 49 left to go in the football game.
Yeah, you know, I've known Coach Kirkland for a little bit. Got a chance to coach against him at another place. And he was a high school coach in the state of Texas. He's always had his teams ready to go. That wasn't surprising to me. They're a talented football team. He's recruited really well. We're going to have to go down there and have our shoes laced up and have our tape real tight and be ready to play a football game completely. And so they did. They had Mines on the ropes there for a little bit. A lightning delay kind of got involved in that. But no doubt they're talented. No doubt they're well coached and well prepared. And we'll look to go down there and get into a good battle with them.
As you mentioned, Coach Kirkland in his first year as the coach at New Mexico Highlands, he coached previously at Incarnate Word in Texas, assistant head coach and running backs coach there. So he's, you know, obviously coached in Texas. You mentioned a high school level as well, has had some success. Mm-hmm. What is a Josh Kirkland team? What is it, since you know him a little bit, what does that look like when we're talking about Highlands and how they look in 2021?
Yeah, I think offensively they're going to try to take the top off the defense and be explosive and take shots. They got a really good quarterback, number 10, and he can throw the football extremely well. I think when you look at their receiving core, they've got some guys that can run at receiver and catch. And so they're going to try to take the top off the defense and make explosive plays happen from an offensive standpoint. And defensively, they're going to be hard-nosed starting up front. Now, you know, watching them, they've got the same formula that we have. Be really good up front, try to be really good on the back end, and have guys inside to make tackles. And so that's what I see when I watch the tape. And I think no doubt it's going to be a long bus trip and a long battle. And then hopefully the Mesa Mavericks can come out on top to get the conference play started out the right way.
Yeah, the quarterback you're referencing, the senior Ramon Atkins, who was at Alcorn State, 230, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and that loss to Colorado School of Mines. And looks like the Cowboys going to share something with your Mavericks, Tremaine. A lot of depth at wide receiver. He threw to 6 different targets in that game with C.J. Sims leading the way. 7 catches, 114 yards. He had caught a couple of those touchdown passes from Ramon Atkins, but it looks like they have a very deep receiving core.
They do. It's one of the deeper ones that I've seen outside of us, and they've got big targets too. I mean, C.J. Sims is a smaller kid that can really run. Got behind Mines and Fort Lewis a couple of times, both in the 2 games that they played. And, you know, they've got some other kids that are bigger targets that can run as well. So it'll be a tall task for our defensive back group, which, you know, we put a lot of stock in those guys around here. We feel like we're pretty good on the back end. And so it'll be a good test for us. We'll be able to find out where we are as a program. Obviously, we want to make the improvements that we need to make from game 1 to game 2. But we're solely focused on these guys, and look forward to getting after it.
Colorado Mesa football coach Jermaine Jackson with us on the Team Sports Network. Flip it to the defensive side, where they had some really good performances. Roderick Woods, Terrence Jackson, they both had 11 tackles apiece on the defensive side. On film, what are you seeing in regard to the Cowboys' defense?
Yeah, they look similar to the Mesa Mavericks, honestly. You know, they're big up front. They got two really good ends and one really good inside guy, number 44. That bad inside backer, they've got tackling machines. Those guys, number zero, or I think you said Roderick Woods earlier, he makes a lot of tackles for them in the box, and they look to stop the run game and force you to be one-dimensional. And so our offensive line versus their defensive line, our running backs versus their linebackers, our receivers versus their DBs, is one-on-ones across the board. And we've got to be able to come out on top and win more of those than we lose.
From an injury standpoint, relatively healthy, I would assume so, after it didn't seem like there were too many guys hurt in the William Jewell game, and obviously some extended time here for guys to recover if they were a little bit nicked up.
Yeah, I think we're really healthy for the most part, and surprisingly really healthy, because we had a pretty physical fall camp, and then the first game I thought was really physical. And you know, again, Jim, guys are ready to go. There's a different feel when you see our guys on campus. There's a different feel when people see them in the community. Our kids want to play football. We want to prove that we belong. And so it's been exciting. We're ready to go on this 9-game run. There's no more Saturdays off. I don't get to sit at home and watch college football on Saturdays anymore. For the next 9 weeks, we got to go get it. And so hopefully it's 9-plus, but we'll start with this one. This program has won 474 football games. We look to try to get number 475 on Saturday. And it'll be fun and exciting. So I hope a lot of folks tune in.
One final question for you. You did have the luxury last year of going to Black Hills State and in the three-game schedule of actually getting a road game in. How beneficial was that for you, Tremaine, to be able to go on the road with your guys and kind of get that experience last year leading up to this being your first road game of the season of 2021?
Yeah, I think that was invaluable. Just seeing how we travel, what we wear, what we don't wear, how we get on and off the bus, the details in which that our program travels in, I think was invaluable. Our seniors know what to do. We know how to get on the bus. We know when to grab our food. There's so many intricate details about a program and when a program travels that you don't get unless you travel. And so we were able to travel, make those corrections. Jim, we were able to get a little Popeyes on the way back. So hopefully we can do that again, just as a little reward, because I love Popeyes. So just to show our kids, when you do good things happen to you. And so I'm looking forward to traveling. As much as I love being at home, I love taking this program on the road and getting our kids out there and some different experiences. So it'll be fun. We'll get up early Friday morning and get out of here and try to win a football game, Jim, and get on back. And by the way, Jim, I love when you guys play the fight song to start this off. The fight song is like my song. And so I listen to that in the morning on the way in.
All right. Very good. Well, we're always going to play it when it's Mav Day for you, Coach Jackson. It'll always be played for you. And I tell you what,
appreciate it.
We're